today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I'm curious about the term yard act. What do you think that means?
I'll tell you what a yard act is. It's when you have to stand outside at 7 in the morning in the bitter cold to make sure a fox doesn't attack your chihuahua. That's pure comedy gold, sir.
Nobody will know anything about what that means. It's great.
So good. Oh. Only at 7 in the morning could we come up with that.
That's right.
True story.
All right. All right, Patrick, as we record this today, we're kind of farther ahead than we usually are. Trying to schedule some time off coming up for each of us, and so we're actually a little bit farther ahead, so there's a longer gap between when we're recording and when listeners are hearing this normally.
Yeah.
And so today, we're doing this in the morning, like early in the morning, which is kind of a new thing for us. We're like awaiting now on pins and needles the new name for the Washington football team.
Happening
today as we record.
Yeah.
And by the time people hear this, it'll be old hat. Everybody will be like, oh yeah, of course that's the name. It's been the name forever. But I'm hearing the speculation, we'll see if this is true or not, is it's Commanders. You heard that? Commanders.
Yeah, sounds like it might be the Washington Commanders. Yeah. And, you know, like you said the other day, yeah, it's a name. I mean, like you were saying, I follow a team called the Browns. What is that about? You know,
right,
but
right.
Yeah, it's a big deal for a little while. I personally am ready for this announcement to happen, mainly because I want to move on the Washington, D.C. Sports Talk Radio from having, you know, three straight weeks of talking about what the name might be and have people calling in with their thoughts.
Ideas, yeah.
That's right, yeah. But, you know, whatever it is, we'll continue, I think, you and I, not to really support the team or follow them. I think they alienated us years ago, so.
We'll see. My son, it's his favorite team because he grew up here.
Yeah, right.
So,
and it was, you know, I grew up here and it was my favorite team for a long time until the current owner came in and sort of made everything really disgusting. But, yeah, I can see that. It's your hometown team. There's a lot of people love this team. Yeah.
That's right. But unfortunately, he hasn't had much to cheer for in the time he's been a fan. So
no. Yeah. And I will say really quickly, too, as we record this, that Tom Brady retired from the NFL officially yesterday. And so he is no longer the oldest quarterback in the NFL. And that distinction now belongs to not Aaron Rodgers, but a player signed to the Washington football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick. So
yeah, I was going to say Fitzpatrick, right?
Fitzmagic he's the oldest now. Whether he comes back and plays next year, we don't know. But
yeah, I don't know.
Has he been on the Browns yet? Has he been on the Browns? It seems like he's played on every team. Yeah, he should be on the Browns.
Know. He's got that. He's got that beard. He's got that magic beard.
Yeah,
love that.
Right. He's got.
He went to Harvard. Everybody knows that, right? Harvard. Yeah.
He's got two or three incredible games in him every year, and then the other ones are 10 interceptions. So,
you know what? He'd be a good broadcaster, I think. When he retires,
totally
wouldn't
agree.
He be great?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He'd be like a real character, but he's also like really smart.
He is.
And,
funny. Yeah, he's got a great sense of humor. Yeah, let's do that.
One more thing I want to talk about, unrelated to any of this, you do some sports talk. Let's mention the radio station got going. Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, you go to suburbsradio.com and you can stream it there. And we're working on some other ways it'll be easier to stream, but let's not get into that right now. For now, just go to suburbsradio.com, stream the station, 24 hours of music. There's various shows, DJ shows, members of the community who are hosting shows right now, playing songs, full songs.
Yep.
Just like you're listening to the radio, except that it's better. Let's just say that. So.
That's right.
And check it out, right?
Yeah, just like the radio, but better. I love that. And just go to suburbsradio.com. It'll take you right to the page. And it's always a good time. I'm so excited that we got new people coming up. Your buddy, Will Pfeiffer, should say, who designed our logo, Kevin Goff, Bill Mulligan. It's awesome. And that's just today, folks. So
today as we record.
Yeah, it's really coming up. And your show is on Friday nights, Jim. It's a great way to end the work week. I love it.
Yep.
Last Chance Power Drive.
Yep.
And I do a show at my preferred time of optimal awakeness, 5 to 7 p.m., right before I hit the bed, Monday and Thursday. So if you're interested in hearing us play records, those are the times to tune in for us. Yeah.
There's a whole schedule you can find there on suburbsradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you hear this, I would imagine there's even more shows. I know Nick Scalera had a show coming up.
Oh, yes. Very excited about that.
Some different ones, different people you're going to hear from. So
Gerald Chazinski's putting one together.
Yeah,
got a lot of people.
It's very cool because, you know, it is truly like more rock, less talk. It's not us, you know, yammering on and on like except, you normally
except
hear.
In my case. Actually, even in my case, it's more music than talk. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. It's really just, you know, people playing music that they like and they want to share. And you're going to like it. And then one last thing I'll tell people, too. Like I said, the stream right now is just available, you know, at that website. But you can stream it on your mobile browser, too, on your phone, not just your computer.
Yep, good point.
And then, you know, you can hook that up to your car stereo. People, you know, do this now normally. And you can listen to it on the go, which is a nice thing, too, when you're driving around. Just, you know, don't fumble around with your phone while you're driving. You know, before you head out.
Do that.
Just call up that web page, get it playing, and then, you know, go run your errands or whatever, and you'll enjoy it more, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever dreary, you know, bit of driving you have to do, you'll enjoy it more with this music.
That's right. And you don't want to be messing with it out on the road.
No.
I'm thinking of the title of your show, Jim, which is fantastic, and an episode of The Sopranos where Christopher Moltisanti walks in and says, "Hey, you're late, man." Well, the highway was jammed with broken heroes on a Last Chance Power Drive, so you can listen to Silver's Pop Radio if you get stuck in a traffic jam as well.
That's right, totally. Okay, so there you go. That's all done. Now let's get to the last two callers for January new music.
Great.
All right?
Hey, Jim and Patrick and Suburb Pod audience. It's Herb from New Jersey with my new music pick for January of 2022. It's the post-punk band Yard Act from England. The if you're a fan of Sleaford Mods or Fontaine's DC, this will be right up your alley. They combine socially conscious lyrics, very witty at times, with some pretty funky beats. Their song Payday actually reminded me a little of Ian Drury and the Blockheads, and actually had me dancing with my Swiffer as I cleaned my hardwood floors. And since this is a no judgment podcast, I'm not ashamed to say so. But the song that really got me was Rich, which actually made me crack up quite a few times. And I must have listened to it 20 times and it still makes me chuckle. And if you saw the video for it, it's kind of like one of those old Madness videos, kind of absurd and Monty Python-ish. And again, it's a hoot. But they can be very poetic at times, actually almost like spoken word parts, kind of like Fontaine's DC. And the song, The Incident, is basically like a minute of pure punk. Just in the whole album, I've just been playing it over and over. And that's basically going to be my new pick for January. So continue listening to this podcast every day. And for further updates of me dancing with kitchen cleaning implements. See you later.
Almost by accident, I have become rich. through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich. I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. You twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching the business down on Skid Row.
Okay, what'd you think of that? Yard Act. Rich.
Loved it. Loved it. Certainly hard to get the image verb dancing with the kitchen implements out of my mind while listening to that. But God, I love Herb so much. And that was cool, man. And he mentioned, you know, two acts that I think have been mentioned yesterday, right?
Right.
Sleaford Mods and Fontaines D.C. So, gosh, of course, it's right up my alley. I love it. I just freaking loved everything about it. Yeah.
Right. Great.
I'm going to go listen to that whole album as soon as we're done recording.
Yard Act. Were you familiar with them before?
No. First time I've ever heard of them. Yeah.
That's cool.
New playlist added.
All right. Okay. Here's the second caller for today.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, Rocking the Suburbs family on all sides of the pond, and interns. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City and Raymore. I thought I'd call in with my January new releases, and these both came in yesterday. New releases from the very end of January. First, I'm going to call in with Anais Mitchell. I first came across her when I listened to Spotify, who some of us used to love, came across a couple of songs that almost sounded like Tom Waits of his. And it turns out they were from a musical that Anais Mitchell put together through Righteous Babe Records. She had done a release called Hagetown, which was a musical based on the story of Eurydice, and she had Greg Brown, Justin Vernon, Annie DeFranco, Lo Anthems, Ben Knox Miller, made this wonderful musical, put it out as a CD, and I tracked this down, and it was just amazing, and I've been following her ever since. Well, since then, she's had this amazing career. She took this musical, took it to Broadway. This career expanded to where she got 16 Tony Awards. This musical became a book. She now is on NPR's list of greatest young songwriters, also on Time list of 100 of 2020. She is also now a member of Bonnie Light Horseman. Well, the album she released yesterday is called, self-titled, Anais Mitchell. And the song that she put out is called Bright Star. She's just absolutely amazing. I don't have anything else to say about her.
Bright star, I've sailed and
All right, there you go, Bright Star. What did you think of that?
Liked it. Beautiful, beautiful. As we record this, Jim, nice early morning groove to it. You know, I could see that being a great Sunday morning record. Could be featured on Keith Jacobson's Sunday Papers show.
There you go.
Right up alley. Very nice. Very nice.
All right. Speaking of recording in the morning, this just in, Patrick. Just got the ESPN news alert. Washington NFL football team selects Commanders.
Ah, there it is.
As the new team name.
Washington Commanders.
Commanders.
A fitting name for a team that goes 6-11 every year.
That's right. Also just in, the Groundhog saw his shadow, meaning we're in for 6 more weeks of winter. So those two things seem to go hand in hand,
yeah.
I think.
Well, Shadow will love that he saw a shadow. So we know.
Shadow, yeah, that's right.
My one true friend loves to be outside in the cold weather. We know that.
He does like to be out in the cold weather. Yeah. I don't know how he'd deal with a groundhog. He wouldn't like that very much. That groundhog would be going right back in the hole after seeing Shadow.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
If you were walking Shadow when he saw a groundhog, man, you would have to hang on for dear life.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That
would not be a pretty scene.
He'd be digging a big hole in the ground to go get it. Yep.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Scott continues his message. This is it now for January New Music.
Next one I'm going to talk about is Yard At. Also, their album was released yesterday. They came out of a couple other over-the-pond acts from Great Britain. Post-punk, political humor, cynicism. They've got some of the humor that you're catching now from bands like Idols. And Jeff Rosenstock, In Your Face. You get the feeling you're drinking with a beer. You should be listening to them with a beer. I think the album is called The Overlord. And the song is called Pour Another or Vice Versa. It's fun, in your face. It's going to make you think, but it's another. We've been getting a lot of those recently, both from the East Coast, such as Boston, but also from the UK. They're taking off. They've already got a huge following. They're worth listening to, and I imagine they're going to be big very soon if they're not already there. Keep rocking the suburbs, keep on listening, and listen every day. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Scott, for the suggestions, and I just want to mention, so that second shout-out there for Yard Act,
mm-hmm.
That album is called The Overload, and so it sounds like something we really need to explore further.
Absolutely, yeah, anything called The Overload, and as Scott suggested, it's good to listen to with a beer, so you can't go wrong there either, and appreciate Scott's passion and him calling in each month with his new music picks, and man, okay, Scott and Herb are recommending this record? Yes.
Yes.
Stop what you're doing immediately and add it to your to your playlist. Buy it on vinyl. Do whatever you need to do.
Yes, absolutely. I expect to hear some Yard Act on your Red Hot and Brew show, right?
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
We have something special planned for tomorrow. And that's about it. If people want to get in on the February new music calls. You want to get those calls or messages in by the end of the month.
Right.
And February is a short month, so don't let it sneak up on you here. So
only 28 days in February. Yeah. So.
Here's how you can do that. You can either call, leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Or most people now are sending in voice memos. You just like record a voice memo on your phone or that sort of thing. And then you email it to rock@suburbspod.com, all right? And like I said, get those in by the end of the month, and then you can get featured in the February new music series that will run in the next month, in March. Okay.
Totally.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Oh, he's going with Yard Act.